もし今日初めて来た人がいらっしゃったら、私たちは大歓迎したいと思います。
We would love to welcome you here, especially if this is your first time visiting or if it's your first time back in a long time. Welcome.
私たちはイエス・キリストを神として礼拝する本当に2000年間の伝統がある教会です。
We are a church with a 2000 year old tradition of worshiping Jesus Christ as Lord, as God.
そして今日も一緒に神の御言葉を学びたいと思います。
And today we are going to study God's word as we do every Sunday.
もし聖書を持ってたら、ルカによる福音書の2章を開けてください。2章の後半のあたりを見たいと思います。
If you've got your Bibles, e-Bibles, i-Bibles, whatever with you, please open them to the Gospel of Luke chapter 2.
うん。今日はね、5月の1日、今日からもう5月も半分終わってるやん、今年の1年。まあ、今日は5月で、5月言うと何を思い出すよ、トレバーは。いきなりこんな質問してあるけど、僕はあれ、子供の日があるからさ。
ああ、Children's Day、yeah, yeah.
そう。日本は子供の日があって、すぐ後に、ママの日があるからや。
Mother's Day。
そう。だからもう家族の、まあ、月になると思うでね。
So it's kind of like, you know, family month in a sense. We've got Children's Day and Mother's Day and other things as well, right?
そう。で、皆さん、パパとママの人、どんだけおる？パパ、ママの人。
How many parents do we have out there?
今日ちょっとだけ子育ての話をしようかなと思ってメッセージを作り始めたので、パパ、ママの人。
So as I was heading, as I was preparing for the message this week, I was like, okay, well, it's, you know, it's the start of family month and I want to make a message about how to raise children.
うちの親父とおふくろもそこにおんねんけど、手挙げてないから俺忘れられてんねん。
You know, my parents are here too, and when I asked how many parents are out there, they didn't raise their hand, so I don't think they forgot about me or what, but it's all right. Now, my parents were not perfect parents, and, but you know, when I think about my own life, you know, me and my wife, we aren't perfect parents either.
I've done a lot of things wrong
as a parent. I've failed. I'll give you an example. Like, you know, there's times where Minori does something bad, but then, you know, she puts on the innocent face, and I think that Kazuki did something wrong, and I spank him, even though Minori is the one that deserves a spanking.
で、カズキとミノリが靴下を脱ぎ散らかしてリビングルームに置いてあるから、ミコさんが、カズキ、ミノリ、靴下、洗濯機の中に入れなさいって言うわけやけど。
Another example, like, okay, so, you know, my kids, you know, they take off their socks or whatever when they're home, and they just leave their socks, like, in the middle of on the floor in the middle of the room or whatever, stuff like that, right?
だけど、カズキとミノリ、いや、それパパのやでって言うのもあるし。
Mom will be like, well, okay, kids, you gotta put away your socks, throw them in the laundry basket or whatever, but then they're like, yeah, but you know what, I found dad's socks under the coat pocket the other day too, so dad's doing the same thing, why are you getting mad at dad and not him?
親であることっていうのは難しいね。
It's hard to be a parent. It's hard to be a good parent.
なぜかわからないけれども、神様は不完全な私たちのもとに素晴らしい子供たちを送ってくださってるんです。
Well, I don't know why, but you know what? God gives us these children, these beautiful children, to raise up in this world, even though we are incomplete, imperfect people.
私が直接したいことをあなたたちの手を通してやりたいんですと、神様は不思議に私たちを信頼してくださってるんです。
Yeah, it's just an amazing thing. God wants to do awesome stuff in the lives of our children, and He wants to do it for them, but He wants to use us in that process, even though we're a mess.
だから考えましょう。親としてできる最高のことは何だろう。
So what is the best thing that we can do for our kids as parents?
それは私たちがその子供たちにイエス様を紹介すること。
The best thing that we can do is we can introduce them to Jesus.
それよりも、それもっと言うならば、イエス・キリストを信頼し、そして神と共に歩む人生を彼らの目の前で見せることです。
The other thing that we can do is we can show them.Right before their very eyes, we can be that model for them and show them what it means to trust in Jesus, follow Jesus, and worship Jesus.
イエス・キリストは誰ですか？簡単に言うと神、人となられた神です。
Okay, to put it very simply, Jesus is God who became a man.
イエス様は、処女の乙女マリアという人から生まれました。
Jesus was born of a virgin. Her name was Mary.
そして彼のお母さんは、マリアさんは、イエス様を産んだ後、ヨセフという男性と結婚したんです。
And Mary was engaged to Joseph at the time. She married Joseph after she gave birth to Jesus.
そしてその若い二人のこのカップルは、その赤ちゃんをイエスと名付けました。
And this young couple named their first child Jesus.
多分素敵な両親やったと思うで。
I'm sure they were great parents. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
そうやけど、まあ僕の靴下の失敗みたいなもん多分いくつかあったと思う。
You know, they may have left their socks under the kotatsu too, or they might have done something as parents too that might have looked a little bit incomplete.
嬉しいことにそういうその子育ての失敗をちょっと聖書に書いてくれてるからとっても嬉しいんです。
But I'm kind of, you know what? Like it makes me feel good. It gives me a little bit of comfort to know that some of their little mess ups are actually written in the Bible, so we can see that they weren't perfect parents.
だからイエス様のお父さんとお母さんの子育ての失敗の話をみんなで学びたいと思います。
And we're going to look at this story today. We're going to look at the story of Joseph and Mary messing it up a little bit as parents.
だけれどもその中に私たちが信仰を学ぶことができる素晴らしい宝石が隠されている。
But there's something that we can learn from this about our own faith in God. We can all learn from this whether we're parents or not.
ルカによる福音書の2章の41節から49節を見てみましょう。
We're going to look at Luke chapter 2 verses 41 through 49.
読んでみましょう。さてイエスの両親は杉越の祭りには毎年エルサレムに行った。イエスが12歳になられた時も両親は祭りの慣習に従って都へ登り祭りの期間を過ごしてからキロに着いたが少年イエスはエルサレムに留まっておられた。あかんやんこれ。ああイエスはエルサレムに留まっておられた。両親はそれに気づかなかったで。あもっちゃあかんやんこれ。はいどうぞ。
Check this out. Verse 41. Every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem.But they were unaware of it.
イエス様が12歳の時に家族旅行に行ったって言うんです。エルサレムという大都会でした。
So, check it out. Jesus is 12 years old and the family is taking a trip down to Jerusalem, which is the big city, right?
彼らはナザレというガリラヤの、まあまあ、その大きくない町に住んでたから、もうエルサレムみたいな大都会行ったら、ヒェーってびっくりしたと思うんです。
So, they're from this little tiny town called Nazareth, and so, you know, there's not really anything there, there's no traffic lights or anything, right? And they go down to the big city of Jerusalem.
そして今日読む話はイエス様がその都会のど真ん中で迷子になる話です。
And we're talking today about Jesus.Be in the middle of the big city and being lost.
この当時はエルサレムの杉越の祭りがあった時には大人数の人がすごくたくさんの人がエルサレムに押し寄せてお祭りに参加しました。
So Jerusalem is a busy enough city as it is, but now all of a sudden we've got this festival of the Passover festival going on. A whole bunch of people are crowding into Jerusalem and it is a madhouse.
多分ナザレという遠くの村にいた彼らイエス様のご両親も多分親戚の人とか近所の人とか一緒にツアーを組んで2日3日歩いてエルサレムに行ったやと思う。
Now the way that people would travel in those days is that, you know, Jesus and his parents and his siblings would also get together with the neighbors or their relatives or other friends that they knew and they would come down together in a big large group.
それは12歳の子供って楽しいで、だって近所の子供と一緒に家族旅行するんやろ。めっちゃ楽しかった
と思う。You can imagine as a 12-year-old how much fun it would be to like to go from Nazareth down to the big city in this great big group. You're with other people your own age, all that kind of stuff. It's good times.
ほんで多分エルサレムに行ったらなんかいろんなお店があったり、飴ちゃん売ってたり、綿菓子売ってたり、多分したと思うから、多分めっちゃ嬉しかったと思うんです。
You know, and Jesus gets to go down to Jerusalem, which is a very hopping city, and there's probably all sorts of stuff he wouldn't be able to experience in his everyday life in Nazareth. You know, like he'd be able to go to the candy store and all that kind of stuff. Good times.
So.で皆さんエルサレムという町に行ったことありますか？
Have you ever been to Jerusalem?
この間行ってきたんやけど、もう何しかめっちゃうるさいし、めっちゃなんかこう匂いも独特な匂いがするんです。
I was just there, being Fumi, just a little while ago, and let me tell you, I mean that is just one crowded place. There's all sorts of people all over the place. There's all sorts of smells coming from all over the place too.
でも
It's amazing.
一個の通りがもうめっちゃ狭い。
And these roads, these streets that they have are so narrow.
で道に商店街がうわーっとできてるわけです。
And they're not only narrow, but they've also got these little shops set up along the street side.
だから大阪のおばちゃんたちが行くなんかこう天神橋商店街とか駒川商店街みたいなのがでわーっと街中にあるみたいな感じです。
So okay, like I don't know if you know downtown Osaka or if you know the places that all the middle-aged ladies are. Or lovely ladies will say, go shopping, you know, every day or whatever, stuff like that, right? But, I mean, it's like just crazy busy all over the whole city like that.
そんな中でイエス様は親とはぐれたんです。12歳の男の子。
During, it's in this place, this crazy madness of people here, that Jesus gets separated from his parents.
ここで僕ちょっと考えたイエス様はわざと親から見えへんところにわざと行きはったんか、それともアクシデントで仕方なく離れて離れ離れになってしまったか、どっちかと考えたんです。
So this is Jesus, right? Son of God. Do you think that, you know, like he was like, hey, I'm going to play a trick on my parents and I'm going to go over here and get lost and I'm going to freak them out and they're going to panic about me, they're going to worry about me? Or do you think that it just kind of happened by accident that maybe, you know, Jesus saw a cool like toy that he wanted to look at a little bit more and his parents kept going and before he knew it they were apart?
僕はイエス様の性質、性格を考えるならば、多分イエス様からわざとどっか行ったんじゃなくて、なんかわからんけど、なんかうまいこと一緒についていこうできへんで離れてしまって迷子になったやと思います。
So, you know, as I think about Jesus and who he is, I would guess that he probably didn't do it on purpose. It wasn't like a prank he was playing. It probably happened by some sort of accident, right? Some misunderstanding or whatever.
でも最悪なのはここよ。パパとママはイエス様がおらへんようになったんか気づかなかったっていう。
But the worst part of this is that the parents didn't even notice that Jesus was not in their midst for a good long time
here. これ12歳って微妙な年齢でさ、結構ちゃんと親の言うことを聞いて後ろからついてきてると思ったら全然ちゃうとこ行ったりする年齢なんです。
Age 12 is a really strange age to be at, right? I mean, most of us, or maybe all of us in here, have been there. It's one of those ages, like, you know, even as a parent of a 12-year-old, you'd be thinking, well, you know, they're responsible enough to follow along and listen to what I say and do as I tell them, and they can take responsibility, but at the same time, it's a 12-year-old mind, right?
ええ子やったからお父さんお母さんちょっと安心しとったよな。
You know, so Jesus is 12 years old here, and so probably his parents were at the point of going, look, we could trust him, he'll follow what we tell him to do, you know, he's a responsible young man.
じゃあどうなったんでしょう ?44 節見てみましょう。
What happens though?
イエスが一行の中にいるものと思って、ツアーの中にいるものや思って、一日の道のりを行った。それから親戚や知人の中を探し回ったが見つからなかったので、イエスを探しながらエルサレムまで引き返していった。
Verse 44 says, thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day.Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him.
多分パパもママ、ヨセフさんもマリアさんも多分小さい下の子供たちのお世話でも必死やったと思うんで、家族旅行した人ある、家族旅行したことがある人って分かると思うけど、ちっちゃい子らの世話で大きいお兄ちゃんの世話できへんやんか。
You can probably imagine Joseph and Mary probably have, you know, several younger kids, younger than Jesus at this point, so there's younger siblings to take care of. And if you think about it in that perspective, and if you've ever been on a family vacation, you know that you probably let the oldest one take care of himself or herself while you take care of the younger ones, because that's going to take all your energy.
きっと近所のローティーンのなんか12歳、13歳ぐらいの子らと一緒に歩いてるなと思ってほっといたら気ぃついたらおらへんいうことになったわけです。
You know, so you can also imagine that maybe some of their friends or relatives also had, you know, young preteens or almost teenagers as well. And so they said, well, Jesus is just hanging with, you know, Pete and John and Jim over there, right?
皆さん、子供を迷子にさせたことありますか?
Have you ever lost your child somewhere?
ショッピングモールとかディズニーランドとかやったら迷子相談センターとかあるやんか。
You know, like if you lose your child at the shopping mall or at Disneyland or whatever, like there's always a place where they can go or where they can be brought or there can be an announcement made that so-and-so's parents, you know, please come to this place and your child is here or whatever, right?
お子様お預かりセンターでしましまの服を着たトレバー君をお預かりしておりますとかってアナウンスが流れたりするやん。
You know, there might be an announcement like we've got a little boy who's, you know, 4 years old and he's wearing a striped shirt and his name's Trevor. If his parents are out there, please come, you know, stuff like that, right?
そこやったら大丈夫やねんけど、例えば山の中とかピクニックに行った時とかビーチとかで子供たちを見失ったらどうですか?
What happens though if little Trevor gets lost at a picnic or you know you're going hiking in the mountains or something? There's no special place where you can go to pick up your child, right?
僕はカズキが12歳の時、カズキがハワイにいた時にワイキキのビーチでサーフィンの練習してる時に彼を見失いました。
I lost my son Kazuki when he was 12 years old. We were in Hawaii at Waikiki and we were surfing and I lost him out there on the ocean.
で僕もパニックになって僕何
も Panicked.
つけてなかった。
I was swimming like mad to try and find him in the ocean. I was doing everything that I could and I was freaked out. And eventually I got tired and I started to drown. And so fortunately, you know, there was a surfer that came along and helped me out, supported me, and like got me to his board and stuff.
カズキがいきなり登場して、パパ何してんねん。
All of a sudden, Kazuki comes along, he's all in there, and he goes,
yeah,
what are you doing, Dad?
お前を探しとったやないか。
So I was looking for you,
お前が迷子になってるから
探しとったやないか。You got lost, and I was trying to find you.
何言ってんねん、迷子になったの。パパの方で僕はずっとそこにおった。言うね。
And Kazuki's like, what are you talking about? You're the one that got lost. I was always over there.
パパの方が随分流されてるやんか、市場に。
Dad, you're the one that got, you know, washed out into the ocean to the wrong part of the place where we're supposed to meet and all that kind of stuff.
イエス様の両親も同じようにパニックしたと思います。
So I can imagine that Jesus' parents probably panicked panicked here as well.
エルサレムに引き返して商店街や子供の遊び場やのバスケットボールするコートとかそういうところに行ったんやと思うね。
You know, and they go back to Jerusalem and they go to the places where they think they might find him, right? They go to the candy shop, they go to the bookstore, they go to the basketball court. Everywhere they think a 12-year-old boy might be, they go.
で、エルサレムというのはだいたいどれくらいのサイズかやったら、モンドヤクジの駅から端っこはガーデンズぐらいまでの大きさの街やと考えてください。
To put it in perspective, you know, we're talking old Jerusalem, right? How big was old Jerusalem? It's about from Mondo Yakujin Station, which is out that way, about to Nishinomiya Gardens, okay, or Nishinikita around
there.
I mean, you could walk that whole thing and find, you know, whatever, but I mean, we're talking about this is all a shopping area, and it's all just madness and crowds and stuff, right?
そこに iPhone あったらさ、この子見ました?この子見ました?この子見ませんでしたか?って言えるけど。
If you got your iPhone, if this was the age of the iPhone, you could pull out your phone and be like, hey, have you seen this boy? Have you seen this boy? Oh, sorry, his tongue sticking out here. It doesn't look like him, but, you know, sort of like this or whatever. He's gotten a little bit bigger.
iPhone なんかあれへんから、
no、
声がこれくらいで、髪の毛がこれくるくるで、喋り方はちょっとガリラやなまりがあってとか、そういうことしか言われへんやんか。
So all you could do is you could describe him physically with your words. Say he's about this tall. He's got this length of hair. It's curly. You know, he speaks with a bit of a like country accent or whatever, that kind of thing, right?
パパ大変で、もうママがもうどうしたらいいかわからないわ。あなたってほろほろほろって泣き出して、どうしたらいいの?ってちっちゃい赤ちゃんたちがお兄ちゃんおらへんやなって泣くし、どうしたらいいんやろと思うやんか。
I think it was probably hardest for the dad than anybody else there because, you know, mom is probably panicking and maybe she's crying and she's lost her ability to think clearly or her ability to actually like run around and stuff. And maybe the little brothers and sisters also, they're crying and they're like, where's my big brother? Where's my big brother? And so mom's got to take care of them too. So dad has got to do whatever he can. It's hard.
3日間見つからへんかったよ。
3 whole days they didn't find him.
体力も精神力も限界に来てるのが分かる。
You can imagine that they have reached the very limits of their physical and emotional strength.
しかも警察ないねんで。警察がないねん。
There's no police.
うん。で、一番最後、お父さんお母さんは、絶対に12歳の子供が行かへんであろうところを探すことにしました。
And so finally, at the end of these three days, they're like, okay, well, let's go to, you know, the one place we didn't look, because it's the one place that he's definitely not going to be at, because why would a 12-year-old be here?
だってこんだけ探してもらえへんやったらそこしかないやん。
I mean, we've looked everywhere else. I hope he's there because he wasn't anywhere else.
彼らは神殿に行くことにしたんです。
They went to the temple.
そして神殿というのはどれくらいのサイズかというとちょうどあのガーデンズのショッピングモールのサイズ。
The temple and the temple grounds were about the same size as Nishinomiya Gardens, so it's still not an easy find.
そこでパパとママはイエス様を見つけました。
But they found him.
読んでみましょう。46節。そこでようやく3日の後にイエスが宮で教師たちの真ん中に座って話を聞いたり質問しておられるのを見つけました。
Verse 46. After 3 days, they found him in the temple court, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.
見つけたと思っておけ。イエス様は神殿の真ん中で聖書の教師たちと神学議論をしたんです。
You can imagine how excited they were. They're like, we found him, we found him. And he's sitting there on the stairs of the temple and he's talking, he's having like a theological debate with the biblical scholars and the teachers those days.
あなたがこのマリアさんママならば最初の一言は何ですか?
If you were Jesus' mom, if you were Mary in this situation, what's the first thing you would say?
あんたこんなとこで何してんの?
What were you doing here? Why are you here?
そう。で、待っている間、イエス様は聖書の先生たちと話をしてたんです。あんた何してんのこんなとこで。
Like, what are you doing? You're talking to these, you're talking to the rabbis here. What are you doing?
きっとずっと3日間ここにいて、その聖書の先生たちに毛布もらったり、ベッド貸してもらったり、ご飯もらったりして、3日間生活してたんでしょ。
But you can imagine, like, you know, it took them 3 days to find him, and so probably Jesus is hanging out with the rabbis and stuff. They probably provided blankets for him, and they probably provided food for him as well, right?
で、もうあんた、で、こんなとこにあんの、もうすんません、ごうちの子なんですか、もうお世話になりました、ありがとうございました、いう会話があったと思う。
You can imagine that Mary is apologizing profusely and bowing, saying, I'm so sorry about my son, you know, he's probably caused you a lot of problems, and he's maybe cost you a little bit of money, I'm really sorry, this is my son, I'll take care of him soon.
聖書の先生たちは、いや、素晴らしいお子さんですね、ここまで聖書に関してよく知ってるお子さんは、見たことがないです、私たちは、っていう話になったと思うんです。
But, you know, the biblical scholars, the rabbis are probably saying, no, 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 you know, your son, you've got a great son. I have never met a son, I've never met a boy of his age that knew so much about the Bible. It's amazing.
私たち以上に神のことをよく知っている少年に会ったのは初めてです。
This is the first time I've ever met anybody that knew God even better and knew the scriptures even better than we do.
僕、パパとママに会えてよかったね。大変よかったね。
I'm so glad that we were able to meet you, his parents.
おじさんたちの方が君と話して勉強あったわ。
You know, we were able to learn stuff from your son. It's so amazing.
読んでみましょう、47節。 聞いていた人々は皆イエスの知恵と答えに驚いていった。両親は彼を見て驚き、そしてお母さんはガツンとイエス様に言った。なま、なぜあなたは私たちにこんなことをしたのです。見なさい、父親も私も心配して心配してあなたを探して回っていたのですよ。
Verse 47. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. Of course, as a mom, you know, you've got to do this, right? You know, of course, we're so glad that you're safe and you're okay, but if you're lost, I'm sure there's other places that you could be at that we would be able to find you more easily.
ホテルで泊まっとくとか、あんた12歳やねんか。
You stayed at a hotel or something, right?
それとかなんか分からへんけど、近所の親、大工の親方さん、知り合いのところに行くとか。
Your dad's a carpenter, you know, he's got carpenter connections in town. You could have stayed at the carpenter's place.
なんで神殿なんかに行く？一番分からへんやんか。
Why were you staying at the temple? That's like the last place we would look for you.
パパとママが思いつくはずないでしょ。
Like, how are we supposed to think of that? How are we supposed to know you'd be at the temple?
12歳なんで、あんたもっとしっかりしてると思ってたわ。
You're 12 years old. We thought you were more grown up than this.
どれくらいパパとママがあなたのこと探したと思ってるの？
Do you realize how long we have been looking for you?
どれくらい心配したと思ってる？
Do you know how much we've been worried about you?
ママだったら普通こう言うよね。
Of course, if you're a mom, that's probably going to be your natural reaction.
それに対してイエス様がされた答えの中に私たちが今日学ぶべきことがドンと書かれてます。
But there is a lot that we can learn from Jesus' answer here.
49節。するとイエスは両親に言われた。お父さんお母さん、どうして私をお探しになったのですか？私が必ず自分の父の家にいることをご存じなかったんですか？
Why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
イエス様はおっしゃってる。パパ、ママ、僕は3日間ここで待ってたんです。
Like Jesus said, Mom, Dad, like,I've been waiting here for you for 3 days.
どうして僕を見つけるのに3日間かかったんですか？
Why did it take you 3 days to find me here?
僕が一番いそうな場所ってここでしょって。
I mean, this is the most natural place for me to be, is it not?
私たちの父なる神の家の神殿に決まってるじゃないですか。
This is my father's house. Of course I'm going to be at my father's house.
一番安心できるところに子供が来るのは当たり前でしょ。
Don't you think this is the safest place for kids to come if they're lost?
はぐれたんしゃあないけど、ここ一番に探しに来てよ。
Okay, like I get it, you know, like we were separated or whatever, but you gotta come and look for me here. It's the most natural place for me to be.
パパもママも分かってくれてると思ったからここにいたのに。
I thought you guys understood who I am and what I stand for, and that's why I waited here for you.
3日間待ってたんやで。
3 days I waited.
寂しかったよって。
I missed you guys.
迷子になったのは僕の方？違うよ。パパとママの方が迷子やったやんか。
You think I'm the one that got lost? You guys were lost as you were looking for me.
これはとても楽しいお話ですけれども、とても大切なことを学べます。
It's kind of a fun story to read, but you know, there's something very important we can learn from it too.
僕はこのストーリーは私たちの人生を象徴しているストーリーだと思います。
I really think that this story really symbolizes our lives in a lot of ways.
そして素晴らしい教えが含まれています。
And there's a great lesson that we can learn in it as well.
12歳のイエス様は迷子になった時、神の宮に行きました。
When Jesus, 12-year-old Jesus,was separated from his family, he went to the temple.
私たちが迷子になった時どこに行きますか？
When we get lost in our lives, where do we go?
私たちが人生で迷子になった時にどこに向かいますか？
Where do we head to when we're lost?
イエス様は迷子になった時に神の宮に礼拝の場所に行きました。
When Jesus got lost, he went to a place of worship.To the temple.
イエス様のお父さんとお母さんは自分の息子がいなくなった時、イエス様がいなくなった時、言ったら神様がいなくなった時、彼らはどこを探しに行ったんでしょう？
When Joseph and Mary lost their son, or when they got separated from their son, when they got separated from God, where did they go?
いろんなところに商店街に行った、デパートに行った、なんか地下街に行った、なんかショッピングモールに行ったかもしれないけれども、なかなか神の宮には行かなかったんです。
They might have gone to the shopping mall, they might have gone to the candy store, the bookstore, the basketball courts, the hotels, everything, but they did not go to the temple.
これは私たちが人生の中で迷子になったり、何かを失ったりするときに、取るリアクションにとてもよく似ています。
Doesn't that resemble what we do when we get lost in our own lives, when things start to go wrong, we start to go anywhere but to the temple of God, but to church.
Right? 私たちは人生の目的というのをよく見失います。喜びというのを失います。
We lose sight of what the purpose of our lives is. We lose that joy in our lives so often, don't we?
それはクリスチャンになった後でも、真理であり、道であり、命であるとおっしゃった方がどこにいるかわからなくなるっていうことが時々あります。
And I'm talking about like not just, you know, people that are not Christians or whatever, like even after you become a Christian, you still lose sight of the big picture. You forget who is the way, the truth, and the life. All that kind of stuff sometimes falls to the wayside and we get lost at times, don't we?
もしあなたが神様を見失った時、もしあなたが人生の目的を見失った時、あなたはどこを探しますか?
So if you've lost God, if you don't know where God is anymore, where do you go looking for Him?
どういうふうに祈りますか?
How do you pray to God?
神様どこにいるんですかって祈るね。
Do you pray, where are you, God? Where are you?
そしてきっと人生の喜びや豊かさっていうのは他のところにあるんやろうと思ってイエス様のお父さんお母さんみたいにあっちを探してこっち探してあっち探してこっち探してするわけです。
And we start to think to ourselves, well, where is that joy that I've lost? Where is that purpose that I've lost? That purpose to my life? And we start to look anywhere except for the temple. We start to look for different pleasures in life.
新しい職業を試したり、新しいボーイフレンドを試したりします。
Like, okay, maybe it's a new job. Maybe I need a new job. Maybe I need a new boyfriend or girlfriend.
新しい環境や新しい趣味を試したりします。
I need a new environment. Maybe I need to move completely. Maybe I need to find a new hobby.
最悪の場合、新しい宗教やこの世の教えに入っていきます。
Sometimes it gets as bad as us saying that we need to start thinking about new ways of thinking about life. Maybe it means a new religion or a new, you know, theological teaching of some sort.
それでは決してあなたは人生の喜びを再発見することはできません。
You will not find that joy, that purpose in your life by doing that.
あなたが人生で喜びを失っているならば、目的を失ったならば、
If you've lost your joy, if you've lost the purpose in your life,
それを与えてくれる神はどこにいますか?
Aren't you going to find it?In the place where God is.
その方とお会いできるのはどこですか?
And where is God? Where are you going to be able to meet God?
どのようにしたらイエス様のご両親のように最終的に神を見つけることができるんでしょうか?
How can we also find God once again, just as Jesus' parents did in this story?
イエス様はどこにいるか、それは私たちが礼拝する場所にイエス様はいらっしゃるんです。
Where is Jesus? Jesus is in any place where we are worshiping Him, where Christians are worshiping Him.
イエス様はこういうふうにおっしゃいました。あなたたちが私の名のもとに2人、3人、4人、5人集まって祈るんだったら、私もその中にいますと言いました。
Jesus said to his disciples, you know, when two or three or four or five of you are gathered together in my name, there I am also in your midst with you as well.
そして僕が短いクリスチャンとしての生活の中で発見した簡単な単純な原則、それはこれです。
And this is the truth, this is a very simple principle that I learned.From a very young age, when I was a very young Christian.
詩編っていうのの中にこう書いてあります。神様は人々の賛美の中に住むんです。神は神を礼拝する人の感動の中に住まわれるんですということです。
It says in the Psalms that God resides in the praises of His people. You know, it's in that praise worship time when we are moved by His Spirit. That is where God dwells.
聖書を通して神様がどのような人たちと一緒におられたかということを考えてみましょう。
So let's think about it. Like, what type of people has God resided with or dwelt with?
めっちゃ様々な人と一緒におられたんですけれども。
If you look at the Bible, there's all sorts of examples and it's all sorts of people.
神様はヨセフのような奴隷の立場の人のと一緒に共におられたと聖書に書いてある。
You think about like Joseph back in the Genesis, in the book of Genesis, he was a slave, but God was with him.
ダビデ王やソロモン王のように一つの国の王様と共におられたと聖書が書いてあるところもある。
But then if you look further on in the Bible and you look at King David or King Solomon, I mean, God was with the king as well, right?
彼らの共通点は何でしょうか?
What do they have in common? What do a slave and a king have in common?
100% の確率で彼らは礼拝者であったということです。
I can guarantee you the common thread between these two examples is that they were worshippers.
例えばアブラハムの話を考えてみましょう。
Let's think about Abraham.
彼の人生のストーリーはジェネシスっていうところでできますね。創世記というところでできます。
So Abraham's story is found in the book of Genesis, right?
様々なストーリーが書いてあるけども、共通して出てくるフレーズがあります。
And there's lots of stories of Abraham throughout. There's lots of episodes in his life, but there's this common phrase that comes back again and again.
アブラハムは祭壇を築いて礼拝した。アブラハムは祭壇を築いて礼拝した。アブラハムは祭壇を築いて礼拝して、またちゃうとこに行ったらアブラハムは祭壇を築いて礼拝したと書いてある。
It says that Abraham built an altar and worshipped the Lord. Abraham built an altar and worshipped the Lord. He went over to this place. He moved over here. And when this happened, he built an altar and he worshiped God.
そしてそれが私たちが神を礼拝するモデルになりました。
That should be the model of us and how we worship God.
また聖書の中でダビデ王という人が出てきます。
Okay, now let's look at the example of King David.
ダビデ王が王様になって最初にしたことは何か知ってますか？
Do you know what David did? What's the first thing that he did when he became the king of Israel?
パンパカパーンパーティーでもなく。
He didn't have this great coming out party or this great parade for himself.
自分の力を示すための戦争でもありませんでした。
He didn't have a war. He didn't conduct a war or anything against another place to show how much great power he had.
まず彼がしたことはイスラエル自分が治めるようになった国の中に礼拝環境を整えようとした。
The first thing that he did was he wanted to create an environmentWithin his country, where people would be able to worship God.
またイエス様が生まれたすぐ後、今日みたいにベイビーデディケーションみたいなことをするために、イエス様のお父さんとお母さんがイエス赤ちゃんイエス様を神殿に連れて行くことがありました。
So did you know that actually in the Bible there was such a thing as baby dedication? And after Jesus was born, I think it was the eighth day, Mary and Joseph brought him to the temple where he was dedicated to the Lord.
その時にシメオンというおばあちゃんとアンナ、シメオンというおじいちゃんとアンナというおばあちゃん。
So it says there's stories here actually earlier in Luke where Mary and Joseph and Jesus encounter this old man named Simeon and an old lady named Anna.
そして彼らはいつも宮にいて宮を離れなかったと書いてあります。
And if you read their story carefully, it does say that for both of them that they always worshiped God, they never left the temple.
彼らはみんな礼拝者でした。
These are all worshippers.
じゃあ皆さんにとって宮に入る神殿に行く、宮を離れない、礼拝するとは皆さんにとってどれほど重要ですか？皆さんの人生の中で。
So how important is it for you to be similar to these people in these stories that we just talked about, where you are in the temple, where you're never separated from the temple, where you are worshiping?
皆さんが礼拝ということになると何を思いますか？日曜日に椅子に座ることですか
？So what does it mean to you to worship God? What is worship to you? Is it coming to church on Sunday and sitting in a chair?
皆さんは礼拝する時の感動を毎週味わってますか
？Are you able to feel God's presence? Are you moved by God's presence in your lives as you worship on Sundays?
皆さん自分がどれだけ素晴らしい神様にどれだけ愛されているかということを知ってますか
？Do you realize just how amazing this God is that you are worshiping?
いい神様は私たちを愛されたがゆえに人となってここに降りてこられたんです。
You know, God loves us so much that He left heaven in the form of a man, in the form of a person to come down and dwell with us.
私たちの罪を許すために十字架の上で死なれました。
And to forgive our sins, even 21st century sins, He died on the cross.
私たちがそれを信じるときに私たちは神の子供となる特権を与えられるのです。
And when we believe that, when we believe that Jesus died for our sins, that is when we receive that privilege of being able to call ourselves children of God.
私たちは礼拝をするときそれを思い出します。
And as we worship God, we remember that.
特に僕はそれを考えるとき力を得ます。そしてそれに感動します。
When I think about that, when I think about what the Lord has done for me, that is when I'm moved, and that is when I receive that strength from Him.
皆さん、その感動の味を知ってますか
？Do you know that feeling? Do you know what it means to be moved by God?
もし知らなかったら、すぐに味わえるようになると思います。
If you don't, then I really hope that you're able to.
でももしかしたら、その感動はどうでもええと思っている人がいるかもしれません。
Some of you might be thinking, well, it's not about feelings, though. That's not what it is.
どうぞ覚えてください。それはどうでもよくないです。
But no, that's not true. I mean, it is.Is about being moved by the Holy Spirit, being touched by the Holy Spirit.
あなたが礼拝することの感動を忘れているんだったら、あなたは迷子です。
If you have forgotten what it means to be moved by the love of God, then you're lost.
そしてあなたが迷子ならきっとこう思ってると思う。いやいや、私は神様を見失ったんです。神様が迷子なんですと思ってるかもしれない。
And you might be thinking, if you are that lost person, you might be thinking, no, you know what? I'm not the one that's lost. I didn't lose God.God lost me. God left me.
でも迷子はどっち?
But who's lost?
私たちが見失っているんです。自分を。
We are the ones that have lost sight of joy and purpose and God.
僕の牧師としての仕事は皆さんがキリストの弟子となることです。
My job as a pastor is to help all of you to become disciples.
そしてそれをキリストの弟子として成熟することです。
And it's also to help you to be raised up to be matured as Christians.
マタイによる福音書にこういうふうに全ての人言われています。あなた方は出て行って全ての国の人々を弟子としなさいと書いてます。
It says in the Gospel of Matthew that you are to go out into all the nations and make disciples of all people.
だから僕は皆さんに弟子になってほしいと思うんです。イエス様の弟子になってほしい。
That's why I want you to become disciples of Jesus Christ.
そしてイエス様の弟子になるとは単純に言えば 礼拝者になることなんです。
So the very simple definition of what a disciple is to be a worshiper of Jesus.
もしあなたが教会に来て間がない人だったら、あんまり時間が経ってない人だったら。
Whether you've been coming to church for a short amount of time.
そういうか、ちょくちょく来だしたとか、前、ずっと前に教会行ってたんやけど、行くのやめてしまって、最近でもクロスロード教会に来るっていう人がいるんだったら、ここに。
Or if you're someone that's, you know, only come occasionally and then, you know, you spend some time away from the church and now you've come back to the church again.
僕、めっちゃ嬉しいです。
I'm so glad that you're here.
ぜひぜひそれ続けてください。
I really hope you're able to continue coming here.
あなたは自分でどう思ってるかは知れないけれども、もうすでに礼拝者となる道をゆっくりゆっくりと歩き始めてるんです。
And I don't know what you think about yourself. I don't know who you think you are in this whole process of leaving church and coming back or whatever. But I know for a fact that you are taking those first steps. You're taking baby steps towards becoming a real worshiper of Jesus.
ゆっくりで大いに結構なので、僕もお手伝いします。応援します。
You know, it doesn't matter if you're just taking little tiny steps. As long as you're moving forward.I want to support that.
そして皆さんが神を経験する環境を用意します。ぜひ続けてきてください。
I want to be able to prepare an environment, a place where you can come to and you can grow in your faith and you can experience that touch of God.
でももしあなたがしばらくの間クリスチャンで、礼拝のことに対して感動がないんだったら自分でこういうふうに考えてみてください。私は本当に礼拝者だろうかっていうこと。
But now I have kind of a bit of a challenge, or I have a question for you to ask yourself: if you've been coming to church regularly for a long time, but you've kind of lost that being moved by God's Spirit, are you a worshipper?
私は礼拝者だろうか、それともただ単に日曜日の礼拝に出席してるだけの人？
Am I a worshipper or am I a worship service attender?
これはとても大切なこと
です。That is such an important question to ask yourself.
で、ぜひぜひぜひ礼拝を大切にする人になってください。
I really hope that you're able to make worshiping God a very important part of your life.
僕はね、今までの人生の中でたくさんこういう人を見てきました。文先生、私は礼拝に参加するために実はと仕事があったんやけど、仕事のシフトを変えてもらいましたとか、仕事を辞めましたいう人もおる。
You know, as a pastor of several years now, I've encountered a lot of people that have come to me and said stuff like this. You know what, Fumi? Like, in order to be able to attend Sunday service, I've actually had to change my work shifts. You know, I was supposed to be at work on Sunday mornings or Sunday afternoons, but I changed it. Or other people said, I was asked to work on Sundays, so I quit my job so that I could keep coming to church.
ピアノのレッスンあったんやけど、ピアノのレッスンを日曜日から金曜日にしてもらったとか。
Or like, I used to take piano lessons on Sundays, or my kids took piano lessons on Sundays, whatever, but I changed it to Fridays so that our Sunday could be open for service.
僕はそれを聞くとね、とっても嬉しい気持ち。
When I hear that, I am so happy to hear people say that.
自分のスケジュールをいろいろいろ動かして礼拝者になろうとしてる。
Because, you know, I realize that people have taken their schedule, they've looked at it, and they've said, you know what, I want to be a worshipper, so I need to leave this space open. So they've shifted everything else to make space to become a worshipper.
でもこういう人もいます。ふみ先生、ごめん。今まで熱心に通ってたんだけど、日曜日これ入ったから、あれ入ったから、子供をユニバーサルスタジオ連れて行かないから、親戚のあれしないから、なんかちょっとこういうところに旅行行くからって、ポンポンポンポンといろいろなことを優先して、礼拝を優先しないようになる人がいます。
But then there's other people, you know, that maybe had been coming here for a while or whatever the case might be, and then stuff comes up on Sundays, and instead of trying to like, you know, shift that stuff off of Sunday and make room for worship, they'll use any excuse to say, well, you know, I've got to floss my teeth, or I've got a dentist appointment, or I've got a trip, or I've got business, or whatever, or like, you know, my hair needs to be fixed, or whatever. Any excuse to not come to church on Sundays.
だけれども、僕そういう人を見ると、僕怒れへんけど、大丈夫かな、どうかな、思って見てるわけ。
Now, I'm not going to get mad at people if they do that, or if they come to me and say that, or whatever, like,It's not my place to be mad at them, but I will start to kind of worry about them, be like, are they really okay?
多くの場合迷子になります。その。
Like, are they lost? Are they becoming separated from their family, from God, the way that, you know, this story told
us? でもそうでなくても一生懸命教会に参加して神を礼拝しようと思っているのにかかわらず日曜日に仕事が入ってしまうことってあるねやっぱり。
But the problem, you know, the thing is, you know, I'm not saying like, you must be here every Sunday and you must cancel everything on Sundays in order to be here every Sunday because stuff comes up in our lives. Like, I mean, with work or whatever, right?
Sometimes you have to.
It's like, well, there's a funeral on Sunday for my, you know, my cousin or whatever, or there's a wedding for so-and-so.I mean, you can miss a Sunday for stuff like that, of course.
でもそれでそのがっくりしないでください。皆さんにお願いしたいことはどうぞスケジュール調整をいつもしてください。
But what I'm asking is just that you would, you know, look at your schedule and make those adjustments that you need to in order to create that time slot where you can come to church every Sunday. And slowly, you know, slowly but surely, you will become more and more of a
worshiper.
So here's another one, a real practical one. You know, let's take care of our Saturdays here, right?
日曜日は礼拝の日です。
So Sunday is a day of worship.
つまり洗濯は土曜日にしてくださいということです。
So do your laundry on Saturday.
そのために家族サービス、洗濯掃除、土曜日にしてください。
So dad's like, if you got your Saturday off of work, don't use it for golf, you know, spend time with the family on Saturday.
パパたち、土曜日にゴルフ行くんやったら金曜日の夜に洗濯手伝ってください。
And if you have to go golfing on Saturday, then you better do the laundry Friday night, dad.
皆さん覚えてください。日曜日に教会に来るのは簡単なことじゃないんです。
I know that it's not always easy to come here Sundays.
わざわざせえへんと発生せえへんやんか。
You know, like, if you don't make a point of doing it, it's not going to happen.
一週間どうぞ私の中心は神を礼拝することでそのことを考えて生活してください。
So I really hope that you're able to, you know, when you set your weekly schedule to say, okay, well, my top priority or the first thing I'm plugging into my schedule is worshiping God.
もう特に土曜日大事にして。
And especially then, you know, make sure that you're doing stuff on Saturday that you can get done on Saturday so that Sunday is open.
夜中に映画見ないでください。もう土曜日の夜中に映画を見ないでください。
You know, like, you don't have to be watching movies late Saturday night.
そう、maximize your Saturday.
Maximize your Saturday.
ブログかなんか始めようかな。ママたちに、ぜひ子供を教会に連れて行く準備は土曜日にやってください。
So mom's like, you know, if you know that you've got to bring your kids to church on Sundays and you know how much preparation goes into just preparing the kids and preparing stuff, try to do that on Saturdays.
そうじゃないと必ず日曜日の朝教会に行く前に夫婦喧嘩が始まるから。
If you wait until Sunday morning to do it, it might end up being a fight between mom and dad before church, right? That's
not good. 礼拝者になりたかったら家族の平和が欲しかったら土曜日にお手伝いしておく
だ。But you know what else that means then for dads? Like if you want to have a peaceful Sunday and if you want to come to church without getting into that fight before church, dads, you better be doing your part on Saturdays too.
だけどもパパたちママたちに本当に最高の子育ては何かというと、それはパパとママがイエス・キリストを礼拝することが大事だということを身をもって示すことです。
So the other important thing then as parents is, you know, what we can show our children is we can actually physically show them that it's important to worship God. Like we need to show it in our lives. They need to be able to see us worshiping God and showing, giving that importance as well.
それはなんかベッドタイムでなんか小さい子供バイブルなんかやって読んでねって、じゃあね、お祈りしようね、イエス様、今日も守ってくれてありがとう。あ、さあ、おやすみ。それはできるよ、それは簡単に。
Now, of course, you know, you can have the kids' Bible. You can open it at night with your son or your daughter or your kids. You can pray with them in that special way that you pray with kids. That's all good.
でも子供は見ています。本当にパパとママが大事なことは何かって。
But your kids are watching, you know, kids are seeing. Like, is that your only time that you're praying? Is that the only time that you're reading the Bible? You know, if that's it, you know, they're going to see that.
パパとママが礼拝者なのか、それとも礼拝に参加している参加者なのか見てます。
So are my parents worshippers or are they just like attenders? You know, kids are going to be able to see that.
皆さんどうぞ礼拝者になってください。
So let's become worshippers.
そしてどうぞその礼拝の感動の中に神を発見してください。
So let's seek to find that movement of our spirits within the service, within worshiping God.
それだけではなくて礼拝者になるもう一つ大切なポイントはこれです。はい。出るかな？はい、それは祭壇、僕が言う祭壇作りに参加するということです。
The other important thing for us as worshippers is to become altar builders.
祭壇っていうのは何かというと、昔は古代の人たち、アブラハムっていう人たちの時代の人たちっていうのは、礼拝するときに祭壇を作って、その上で動物の生贄を燃やすことが礼拝でした。
So if I just tell you simply to become an altar builder, you're like, well, what does that mean? Like, I'm not a carpenter or whatever. So back in the day, what it meant was that people like Abraham, right, they would build an actual altar, like something out of wood or out of stones or whatever. They would place an animal, a sacrificial animal on top of that, and they would burn it, and that would be like their worship. They would be dedicating that to God.
ごっつい牛を乗せる祭壇を作るのどれくらい大変かわかりますか?
Now think about it. I mean, you've got to build up this altar so that it can hold a big fat cow on it, right? I mean, it takes a lot of effort to build that altar. It doesn't just happen on its own.
祭壇作りには時間とエネルギーがかかります。
Takes a lot of time, takes a lot of energy.
そして聖書の中には祭壇作りをした人としなかった人が出てくるんです。
Now,In the Bible, there are people that built altars, and then there are people that didn't build altars.
もっと言おう、 祭壇作りをしてその自分の作った祭壇で礼拝した人とよその人が作った祭壇で礼拝した人の二通りがあるんです
。 Put it to you another way is, and you know, within the group of believers, there's two types here as well in the Bible. There's those that built their own altars and worshiped God, put the sacrifice on the altar, on their own altar that they built, and then there's those that took somebody else's already pre-built altar and said, I'm going to use that to do my own worship time.
そしてどちらの方を神様が祝福されたか、当然自分の手で祭壇を作った人を神様豊かに祝福された。
Can you guess which one God blessed more? Clearly, God is going to bless more. God is going to do, you know, give more blessings, pour out more blessings on the one who built his or her own altar and did that on his own.
私たちは石を積み重ねて祭壇を作って動物を焼くっていうことはもうしなくていいです。
Well, I'm glad that we don't have to actually, you know, pile up rocks or build something out of wood and build a physical altar anymore.
私たちの生贄は動物ではなくて私たちの賛美なんです。
Our altar that we build for God is in our worship, in our praise.
私たちの賛美が私たちのサクリファイスなんです。
The sacrifice that we give, that we give to God is our praises, right?
そして私たちのこの教会こそが私たちが作るべき祭壇なんです。
And so in a sense then, this church, the church becomes the altar that we are building.
だから皆さんどうぞ教会に参加する人ではなくて、教会を立て上げる人になってほしいなと思います。
So then, you know, being part of the church can be divided into two things, right? Those that just come and sit and fill a space, and then there's those that help build up the church. And I would love for all of you to be builders of the church.
あなたがどんなに最近来た人であって、何にも教会のことを知らなくても、教会作りに参加することができます。
No matter how long or how short a period of time you've been coming to church,You know, even if you, whether you know all of the Bible or you know zero of the Bible, that's not important here. You can become part of the building process.
どうぞ、私何か教会のためにできることを探したいですという人は後で僕のところに話しに来てください。
If you want to know what you can do to help out, if you're like, well, I want to help, but I don't know what to do, please come and talk to me afterwards.
でも皆さんお願いが、何にも私はできませんって簡単に言わないでください。
But what I don't want you to do is to just sit there and go, well, you know what? There's nothing that I can do because I don't know anything or I can't do anything.
あなたが妊娠していても。
It's a matter if you're pregnant.
あなたが5人子供がいて、
you got 5 kids already.
あなたががんを持ってたと
して、even if you've got cancer.
あなたは神の国づくりに、そして教会を立て上げるプロジェクトに関わることができます。
As long as you have breath in your lungs, there's something that you can do to help build God's kingdom.
簡単にできないと言わないでください。
Don't just, you know, write it off and say, I can't do anything.
パウロはこういうふうに言いました。私を強くしてくださる方を通して、どんなことでもできるのです。
The Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through him who gives me strength, that is Christ.
ですから皆さん、どうぞ小さくてもいいから始めましょう。
So let's start to do something then, you know, in our worship. Whether, you know, and we can even start with little small things.
僕が礼拝することの感動を一番最初に経験したのは神戸の教会でした。
So the first time that I actually felt like my heart really moved within this worship time was at a church in Kobe.
神戸で教会で椅子を並べるお手伝いをしてました。
So I helped, you know, line up all the chairs at the church.
スピーカーに線を刺しました。
You know, I plugged in the speakers. I got the sound equipment ready.
そこで人が集まって皆さんのようにこうやって座ってくれて。
And then, you know, people came into church and they sat down.
で、皆さんがハレルヤハレルヤと歌うのを僕は聞きました。
And I was able to, you know, be a part of that service and I heard everybody singing their praises to God.
そしてその歌詞を通して僕がイエス様がどれほど偉大な神様であるかを思い出しました。
And I remembered, you know, as we were singing these words,It's just how amazing God was.
そして自分がお手伝いした礼作るのをお手伝いした礼拝環境の中で人が礼拝してて僕も礼拝してるでそれは本当に大きな感動でした。
You know, and I was moved, and I realized that you know it was partly you know through my lining up of the chairs and setting up the sound equipment that people were able to worship God in this way, and I was moved by that.
それは座ってただ賛美の歌を歌うよりも倍以上の喜びがそこにありました。
You know, and I experienced the joy, you know, double, triple what I normally would have if I had just come into church and sat down and worshipped.
あなたの礼拝する喜びが倍になってほしいなと思っています。
And I want you to experience that same joy of worshiping God. I want your joy to be doubled and tripled as well.
僕は今日は本当は子育ての話をするつもりだったんやけど。
I was going to do a message about how to raise kids.
でもさっき言ったように子育てで一番大事なことはパパとママが本当にイエス様を愛し礼拝することがもう何よりも大事なんやいうことを子供たちの目の前でやってみせることです。
But as I said earlier, you know what? The best thing that we can do for our kids is to show them what it means to be a worshiper, to show them mom and dad truly worship God from their hearts.
カズキやミノリがイエス様を礼拝することは勉強よりリッチになることより有名になることにも大事なんやっていうことを学んでくれたらいいなと思ってます。
You know, I really hope that my kids, Kazuki and Minori, grow up knowing that worshiping God and having that worship experience in their lives, it's way better than all the riches they could gain. It's way better than any studying they could do.
そしてなんかテレビゲームで遊ぶこととかなんかネットでの上で有名になることじゃなくて本当にイエス様を礼拝することの中に人生の喜びを発見してほしいなと思うんです。
I want them to experience the true joy of life through worshiping God. You know, it's not through playing video games. It's not through becoming famous. It's not through, you know, watching tons of YouTube videos.
皆さん自分のコンディションがベストでなくなった時、皆さんは神をどこに探しに行きますか？
So when you are not at your best, when things are not going perfectly in life, where do you go to find God?
自分がどうしたらいいかわからなくなって自分を見失った時、どこを探しますか？
When you've lost sight of who you are or what your life is about, where do you look again?
イエス様を見つけたいならば礼拝の場所に行くのが一番なんです。
You want to find Jesus again? You want to find God again? The most natural place and the best place for you to go is where God is, and that is where He's being worshipped.
なぜならば神は神を礼拝する感動の中に住まわれるからです。
Because like it says, God resides in the praises of His people.
そして私たちがみんなでそれを味わえる教会になりたいなと思います。
I really want us to be a church where we can all experience this.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
まあ、祈る前にちょっと考えてください。今日ちょっと学んだことあるかな？
Before we actually pray, you know, I just want to spend some time for you to think about it. Like, what did you learn from today's message?
少し私こうやってみよう。もう少し礼拝者になるようにこうやってみようっていうふうに考えたことあるかな？
You know, I hope maybe that you've started to think about like, well, maybe I can do this differently, or maybe I can do this to experience, you know, God in a new way where I can receive joy from Him.
例えば11時間に寄るように一本早い電車乗ろうとか。
You know, maybe it's as simple as just, you know, catching one train earlier so you can get here just that little bit earlier.
もしくはちょっと教会のお手伝いしてみようかなとか。
Maybe it's, you know, just doing a little bit of helping around the church.
とか土曜日ちょっと頑張って家のお掃除しようとか。
Maybe it's Saturdays. Okay, well, maybe I need to get my stuff together on Saturdays before, you know, panicking on Sunday.
上司にもう一回日曜日お休みが欲しいんですって頼んでみよう。
Maybe it means asking, you know, my supervisor, my boss, one more time if I could have Sundays off.
それが何であれ、ぜひ皆さんやってください。
You know, whatever it is that you may have heard in today's message that kind of struck you, I just want you to try this.
僕がはっきり言えること、皆さんが礼拝の中で味わえる神との交わりの感動以上に喜ばしい体験はこの世のどこにもありません。
You know, there is no greater joy, there is no greater movement of our hearts that we will experience anywhere except in worshiping God.
それを味わえる教会であり続けたいなと思います。
And I really hope that we can continue to be a church that experiences God in that special way.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
イエス様、私たちは本当に礼拝者でありたいです。
Lord, we want to be worshippers of you.
この黒い椅子を自分のお尻で温める係になりたくないんです。
We don't want the chairs to just be our butt warmers.
私たちの賛美の生贄をあなたに捧げたいから今ここにいるんです。
We are here because we want to offer the sacrifice of praise to you.
あなたを礼拝したいからここに来ました。
We want to worship you and that's why we're here.
あなたが偉大な方であることを知ってるからここに来ました。
We know that you are a great, amazing God, and that's why we're here today.
そしてそれをもっと知りたいと思うからここに来ました。
And we want to know more about you, and that's why we're here.
イエス様、どうぞ私たちを礼拝者にしてください。
Lord, please make us worshippers.
そしてそれ以上に私たちを祭壇作りをする人にならせてください。
Lord, help us to become altar builders.
そしてここにいるすべての人でイエスは主ですと高らかに歌うことができますよ。
Lord, help us to be able to sing with our voices and with our hearts that you are Lord.
イエス様、どうぞイエスが主ですというその単純な言葉の中にある感動をもう一度味わわせてください。
You know, it's just, they're simple words to speak, Lord, but help us to really feel that in our hearts that you are Lord.
そして礼拝者としての喜びを味わえるように導いてください。
And Lord, lead us into a place where we can experience your joy with you.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.